I'm Andrew Lou Lansing.
And I'm Henry Lou Lansing.
And this is our gym.
Yeah, buddy.
It's a dream come true for these brothers, 25-year-old Henry and Andrew, who's 23, working in the gym they've just opened at the Canberra Police Community Youth Club at Wanneyessa.
Do your biceps tend to take over a lot of back exercises?
Yeah.
This was actually pretty sweet because this is our first gym that we ever trained at. I guess I just followed my brother as a younger brother does, and then I started competing in a few different bodybuilding shows, which I won both times that I entered. Then I started doing powerlifting, and then that grabbed my eye, and then I got invited to the Arnold Classic this year, which is pretty cool for myself, I guess. And then I started out as a garage gym, me and Henry. In my garage, we started getting a few things together, and then we thought, well, might as well, do you want to try and do this, you know, for real?
That's our first working exercise.
Okay.
But you just have to constantly tell me where you're feeling.
Yeah.
You know, we didn't have the best sort of upbringing. It was pretty rough, you know. My dad used to you know, give us hidings every day for no reason. He had a lot of issues, but you know, I still love him because he's my dad, you know, at the end of the day. But the gym was sort of an escape for both of us, and we use this every day, you know. It's become part of us.
The siblings' older brother is in jail for crimes stemming from a drug addiction. Henry says it's a road he could have taken.
So I spent the first maybe half of my teenage life, you know, going down that way in regards to, like, the whole, you know, criminal hanging out with the wrong people. So the gym has actually helped a lot. My brother, the one who's in jail right now, he's really into fitness and everything, but he's just, yeah.
How do you think he ended up going down the wrong path?
Just made the wrong choices, you know, hung around the wrong people. And also maybe it was the home environment that we lived in.
That he was trying to get away from.
Yeah, yeah, definitely.
Those people that may not have been so good for you when you were young,
yeah.
Where are they now?
Actually, majority of them are in jail. I had a few that passed away.
From drug use?
From drug use and just from, you know, other things. And there was a few that are mentally ill. Now, yeah, so, you know, like I said, the gym has helped me and my brother a lot. This was our escape, and now this is what we want to do for the rest of our lives.
Up, six, hang all the way, I got you. Up, three more.
I guess growing up in a family with six other siblings, you got to kind of fend for yourself, I guess. But I was very lucky. Our older siblings, including Henry, were a bit mischievous growing up. I was kind of like, if I did anything bad, my brothers would smash me. So I didn't want to do anything bad. So I guess I was, I looked at that as a revenue out. Like I knew which way, if they took that path, then a lot of, you know, bad things would have, drugs, alcohol, whatever, money, anything bad that way. So I thought, you know, I might as well do this for my family, I guess, and go the other way, went to school, started getting my certs and stuff like that. I'm currently a youth worker at the moment, so I guess I use them as an example, as a good example of what not to do, but they always pushed me in that direction because I didn't want to get a beating when I got home, so I might as well go that way, yeah.
Tell me about your work with young people.
Yeah, so I work with Premier Youth Works. I work with them casually at the moment. I used to be in a full-time house, and I guess it's one of those residential youth work houses where you stay at the houses and stuff like that. We've got a boy at the moment. His name's Dom. He comes here Monday, Wednesday and Friday, and I guess this is his revenue out for his life because he's got some anger issues that he deals with. I guess I kind of see myself in him. And the gym has always helped me. It's kind of saved my life in regards to, if I didn't have the gym, I'll take out my frustrations on other things, which I know I can't do in society.
Why do you think a place like this, a gym, can help young people who are kind of a crossroads in their life?
I guess when I was at a crossroads in my life, I had a lot of, not necessarily a lot of people lied to me, but there was a lot of variables in life. And I feel like with the gym, there's none. If you can work out and you can get better, then it literally gives you that. It gave me stability where I knew if I came to the gym, I stuck to a program, I knew I was going to get a certain result. Whereas in, you know, I guess sometimes in life, I know I'm still young, but there's a lot of variables that can happen. You know, you can try your hardest, and if something doesn't happen, then I guess that's life just saying, oh, sorry, mate, that's life. But as in, if you come in here with us and you work out and you give it what you got, then you get what you give. So that's what I feel that helped me as a teenager really depend on it. Yeah.
Up, here, one more. Hang on me. Up. All the way. Good.
There's a bunch of kids that come off the street. They're looking in the window. You know, we've got a window over there, and we see all these kids looking in the window, and we're just, you know, we get them in. We get them in straight away and say, hey, what's up? What do you want to do? You know, you want to get into fitness? We give them a little quiz, and then we analyze them, and then we apply what we think will work for them, and then we go from there. We adjust.
And what are some of the stories of these kids? Do they talk to you?
Yeah, they do. They're all pretty much the same. Like, you know, they come from pretty broken down homes, you know, with not much support. Like, I see myself in a lot of them, you know. They just want something to do, you know, something fun and interesting and gets them out of trouble.
So mainly boys, but do you think there's room for girls as well?
Of course. We cater to everyone and anyone, you know, anyone who wants to come in and just, you know, get an escape. Yep. Definitely. That's our way of giving back. I'm sure there's going to be a lot of other things that we're going to come up with soon. It's our first week of opening, so we're still a bit green. But yeah.